Mason Kicking Lawyer. We have another Law Talk. This is a special one, as you get to see my beautiful bride. But if you haven't, please make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to our content. Please check us out on YouTube. I'm trying to get our subscriptions up on YouTube and views and whatnot. And then if you're in the area and you want to buy, sell, rent, lease real estate, Michelle Allen is your go-to. It's also a great community leader. So if you're looking for stuff and information about the area, she'd be glad to help you out. And then if you want to learn discipline, self-control, and kicking and punching, you can visit masonsmartialarts.com. Been open since 93, training black belts and champions and stuff for a long time. And then if you are into books, records, signed memorabilia, or graded comic books, you can come to Jam Books and Records. It's located right on the square in Covington, just adjacent to Buff City Soap. And then what we're going to be talking about today, my wife and Dr. Laura Huffman have started Holistic Healthcare and Hormones. So if you want to optimize your health in a healthy way, that's double negative, you can visit holistichealthcarehormones.com. We'll figure it out. And then if you want help with your marketing, website design, commercials, etc., visit masonitemarketing.com. And so my guest is my beautiful bride, Madeline Mason. And we're here today, and I thought it'd be good for us to talk about the new business because I think sometimes it can be confusing to people. So instead of me running my mouth about it, by the way, the mic's on the side here, not on the top. Yeah, why don't you tell everybody who you are, your background, and then, you know, how we sort of led to this new clinic.
I don't know how you always talk me into this stuff. So I am a nurse practitioner. My background is in emergency medicine and leadership. So I've done a lot of different jobs over the years. Opened some clinics and checking text messages about a patient right now. So about 2 years ago, Dr. Laura and I started talking about the need for a more comprehensive healthcare model for some patients in the area. So this is not primary care. Primary care is essential. It's needed. We still need primary care physicians in this area. I think last time I looked, we were significantly short for the population in Tipton County. So we're not putting anybody out of business by opening a clinic up. But with the holistic healthcare and hormones, what we do is we really devote more time to each individual patient. So with the primary care model, you know, doctors in a regular doctor's office have to worry about being able to see the most patients they can on a daily basis to help the most people they can. And that can be very brain taxing. Like, it takes a lot of brain power to do that. So they have to automate a lot of things. So there's really like standard protocols that most primary care uses that they go by. And that is good because they make sure that you're not, that you don't have any kind of life-threatening things that are going to need, you're going to need to go to the emergency room, you're going to need to get put on medicine to kind of stop your symptoms right then. But there is this next layer of healthcare where preventative medicine and really root cause analysis for what's going on with you is that a lot of times primary care doctors don't have the time and availability to do because they're taking care of so many patients at a time. Also, a lot of doctors have to work inside the guidelines of insurance and the frame of insurance, and that can be very costly to the patient if they try to go the preventative more time model. So it's really, you know, primary care is really trying to benefit the patient and lower the cost of care for the patient. So we're kind of outside that primary care model. We're doing a specialty service. So this is for people that, you know, may have been very frustrated in the past by healthcare. Maybe you have a diagnosis that you don't quite understand or can't get figured out, and you need somebody to really be there by your side and walk you through over months what's going on with you. So that's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah, you're being so tactful on it. I guess it's because you care what some of these other medical people think. So I will give you my, if it's okay, my analysis as a patient. So I want to maximize my health. And I have sleep issues. I have some hormonal issues with thyroid and testosterone and things like that. And I have a primary care who's a very intelligent fella. And I was interested in getting this analysis to see if there were any areas that I was weak in, supplementation, hormones, whatever. What do I need to try to maximize my performance in life? And one thing that I found that was interesting is I've been going with similar problems to primary care for a long time. And Malin did this Dutch test, her and Dr. Laura. And the Dutch testing is not covered by your insurance generally. And so a lot of times primary care wouldn't give it to you. And I didn't even know what that meant. She can go over what some of that is now. And some of her patients, I think she does that with. Some of them she doesn't. But the what I found interesting is the Dutch testing identified the root cause, or at least we think it did, of a lot of these issues, because this whole system is related, right? And so for me specifically, what they found was that there's something preventing me from creating the triggering molecule for these organs to function. And we found out that my... which one does the cortisol? Adrenal glands don't work at all, basically. Thyroid's messed up. Testosterone from the gonads is messed up. It's all messed up. And then a lot of it circles back to I don't sleep well. And why am I not sleeping well? I need to fix the sleeping well, because that will help me produce the triggering hormone to hopefully fix these other parts of the system. So the reason I bring that up is that typically in my experience in the last decade of having issues with this, most modern medicine just goes, well, give him a thyroid pill, give him testosterone, just give him this and that. And it wasn't fixing the underlying root cause of the problem. And then I had these other chronic issues that were developing that all seemed to be rooted back into maybe this. If you look at this holistic view, holistic healthcare and hormones, it is back to this root cause. And if I hadn't have done the treatment with Madeline, then I wouldn't know now that I need to fix this underlying issue, which seems to be, for me, rooted in sleep. And my point is, modern healthcare, not that they can't figure it out, but like she said, they're sort of dissuaded from figuring it out, in my opinion. And they're also persuaded to just give you the pill or the Band-Aid on the issue. And so I feel like what she's doing is more, it's like a deeper dive into what is actually the underlying cause of the problem. Let's get to the root of that, address that issue, and then see if that starts to fix the whole system.
It's really stepping outside of the commercial model, really, is what it is. So,
is your chair low?
Is my chair low?
I feel like you're sitting down in a hole.
It might be.
See if you can raise it
is
up.
That
okay, yeah,
okay.
I think so. Okay, it looked like you were in kindergarten.
Sorry. Right, so, I forgot.
You're talking about the comparison.
Okay, so healthcare should, anything that happens to a patient should be rooted around science, and then, you know, putting the patient at the center as an individual. And a lot of our current medicine, I say this with a broad sweeping stroke because I'm sure I could find examples that are different, but most of our current medicine go by case studies where repairing, getting back to, you want to put the patient back to baseline, but you're not necessarily looking at repairing the patient. So, you know, thyroid is a great example, and you struggle with your thyroid, so you'll understand this. You know, when we diagnose somebody with hypothyroid, you've got to start treating the thyroid, or you have all kinds of other problems. You have hypertension, you can't breathe, you can't sleep, those kind of things. So that's kind of like getting the patient back to baseline. But then the next layer of that is figuring out why your thyroid messed up to start with and taking steps to help you improve. Here's the real problem in modern medicine is a lot of the stuff to get you improving are not just medications. It's cognitive therapy. It's changing lifestyle patterns. And those are things that take a lot of time that you can't do in a 15-minute, 30-minute face-to-face doctor's appointment every 3 months. So it takes somebody more individualized to be able to walk you through those lifestyle changes, those modifications. It's just like diet coaching.
Well, I was just fixing to say when you said that, I think it also means, because I hadn't really thought about that, you have to have a willing patient, somebody that will make those changes.
You also have to be a good teacher. So I think most patients, if they're coming to you, are willing. They might just not have all the right pieces of the puzzle to understand the importance. Like, you knew that you needed to sleep, but until you saw how sleep was impacting you, you didn't understand why it was so important.
Yeah, but you've also got to have a patient that's willing to have the self-control and discipline to make the adjustments. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's diet, working out, or sleep. My point is, they come to you, you can identify the issue, but I've never really thought about that, how it's not just identifying the issue. You give them whatever your care packet is that they're supposed to do, course of care, they have to take the steps to jump through those hoops.
And I think that's across any real healthcare provider has that struggle and that challenge. Like, if we prescribe you a medicine or a supplement or anything, if you just go home and don't take it or don't get the prescription filled or, you know, those are all barriers to your care. In this area, outside of my practice, a lot of doctors struggle with their patients having access to things. You know, a lot of patients aren't above the poverty level, and they can't afford to get their medicines. They can't afford to get transportation to get to healthcare. So, I mean, those are things that primary care have to deal with, and I really don't have those unique problems that a primary care doctor has.
Yeah, and part of that's because you're cash only now. So if they're going to come to you, they've got to be able to.
Yeah.
But back sort of what you're doing, though, that I think is, and I got Perry Mason breathing into the mic, I think is a little unique that I've been surprised by, is most of your patients have been women, mm-hmm. been perimenopause and menopausal women, right?
Yeah, not all of them, but a lot.
Yeah, why don't you talk a little bit about, because I'm an idiot when it comes to any of that, talk a little bit about what some symptoms may be that women that are dealing with that stuff don't even identify it has to do with being perimenopause or menopausal.
Yeah, well, I'll just start with what it is, because I think we talked about that once, and you were like, oh, I didn't even know. So perimenopause and menopause aren't an event. You know, you don't have a day where you go through menopause and then you're not in menopause anymore. So it's really a transition in hormones. So just like, hey, Bubba, just like you, are we laying down on the table? Is that what you're doing? Okay. So with perimenopause and menopause, just like you go from childhood to puberty, to early adulthood, to those reproductive years where you're in a healthy reproductive stage. After that, you're going to go into perimenopause, and that's a whole stage. It's usually 2 to 6 years for most women on average. It can be more, it can be less. And then some people, for when you're talking about menopause, some people have reasons that they go into early menopause. But menopause is the absence of a menstrual cycle, for more than 365 days without a real root cause, without another diagnosis for why they're not having a period. So if you're taking birth control that's making you not have a period, that doesn't mean you're in menopause if you haven't had a period for a year. You have to have you have to not have a reason to not have a period. And then that is many years depending on the patient. And then your postmenopausal after that, which is another change in your hormones. So at each of those phases, your FSH, LH, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone all change tremendously. So when you're going into from perimenopause into menopause, your ovaries don't produce estrogen anymore. That's the driving factor for your body to have periods when you're in the reproductive years. So what happens after you start the perimenopause process going into menopause is that your adrenal glands and the cascade that produces testosterone, your testosterone is what produces your estrogen. So your body doesn't make as much of any of the hormones, and that's what can lead to all the symptoms. So you can have symptoms of high estrogen, like the night sweats and hot flashes and that stuff. And then you could have low estrogen, and those, that has its own separate symptoms. If you have, you know, high testosterone, you can have a lot of anger, aggression, kind of mood swing. If you have low testosterone, you can have, you know, a lot of libido issues, a lot of lethargy, that kind of stuff.
Women too?
Yeah.
So libido for women is also tied to testosterone?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And for women, libido can also be tied heavily to progesterone. Progesterone is like, think of it as like the happy hormone. Progesterone is what, when you get pregnant, helps you stay pregnant. So it produces a lot of happy endorphin brain chemicals to keep you going. So if your progesterone is not right, your testosterone is not right, it can really impact your sex drive. And that's one of the symptoms we see from a lot of women that are late perimenopause and then early menopause, is they come in because they either have vaginal dryness, they have low sex drive, they have change in sex patterns, like they were having sex once, you know, a week, and now they don't even feel like having it once a month. They notice those kind of things, and that's what kind of brings them in.
Just a side note, because I may have just made the connection, but, you know, a lot of times women, I've heard, will get, like, the baby blues after a baby's born. Mm-hmm. Is that because the progesterone level drops significantly?
Yeah, that's because their hormones are all jacked up.
Hmm. Well, and I guess let me ask you a question I haven't asked before about it. I kind of know what I feel about it, because it's the same counter I think I say with men. But let me just hear your answer. So some people would say, well, why would you go and supplement hormones? That's natural for your body to go through menopause, perimenopause, and all this. Why supplement hormones?
Why take blood pressure medicine if you have hypertension? You know, do you want a better quality of life? And that's kind of the answer. And that's what modern medicine today is doing. So like 100 years ago, you wouldn't get that supplementation. It doesn't exist. It exists today, so why not use it, you know? There's a lot of bioidentical hormones, so that means that your body is going to uptake them naturally. And for men and women both, there are a lot of different ways you can get hormone therapy. Like women, something that's really common to treat menopause, that I like to use to treat perimenopause too, but is less common, less well known in treatment for perimenopause, is just doing progesterone oral pills and then an estrogen patch. And that's real easy. You know, you don't have to take shots. You don't have to do pellets or anything like that. You stick a new patch on every week, kind of very similar, like a birth control patch. And then you take a pill at night before you go to bed. It helps you sleep, makes your mood better. Helps all kinds of stuff, so your energy level, that kind of thing. So it's just one of those things. I mean, a lot of people will, and we use supplements too. There's a lot of really great supplements for people that would not want to be on a medication. And
yeah, I was going to say that I know from being your secretary during the clinic hours, yeah, that sometimes it's not hormones. Sometimes you tell them they need to take this supplement or that supplement.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, well, that's what we're checking. Like, you come, we do a very comprehensive check of what your medical history is before you get there.
Not to interrupt you on it, but why don't you take, that's a good time to talk about this Dutch testing.
Okay.
That you seem to prefer, and explain that versus a blood testing and what it is.
Okay, Dutch is an acronym for dried urine testing for comprehensive hormones. And it, it's like a, kind of like a urine pregnancy test, if you've seen, when you pee on a card and let it dry down, and then that's what they use to test. So there are times you have to use blood, and there's times that you can use the dried urine test. Sorry. The dried urine test is really good for certain medications and certain hormones that you're taking, because it checks that hormone better than a blood sample, whereas sometimes you need a blood sample. For instance, like if I'm checking for FSH and LH for a patient, I can look at the Dutch test and I can surmise what, from the references on the Dutch test, I can kind of figure out what their FSH and LH looks like on a range. But I really need to get the blood test at ovulation time to get that exact amount. And that's the other thing that's so hard for women is because of their menstrual cycle, you have to test them and time their testing at different times because their hormones are always doing this throughout the month. So,
yeah, well, I thought it was interesting with mine because I did the complete, mm-hmm. Which one did I do? I did like the big test for a guy, and it was urine and saliva testing.
You did the plus.
Plus, I'm sorry, Dutch plus.
You did the saliva cortisol test.
Yeah, and so it had, like in a 24-hour period, multiple times I had to do the different tests. So then you get a full picture of the window in a 24-hour period of how the hormones function and mm-hmm. fluctuate. And then she walks you through, as a patient, she then walks you through the results of the test and goes through, like, this is where you're weak, this is where you're missing this, this is where, you know, we maybe need to supplement, or this is the root cause, it's because you're not making this. It's very interesting when she shows the full analysis of where, because I thought, I've mentioned this before, if you go to the health, if you go to the Holistic Healthcare and Hormones Facebook page, I posted my full meeting with her on my results. But prior to that test, I would have thought I was super healthy for my age. I would have thought the way I work out all the time and I eat so strictly that I would be this like picture perfect health. But I was wrong. There was a lot of stuff going on inside that I didn't know, and I would not have known but for coming and doing the testing. So with women, I know you've had, I mean, younger women, I'm sure, can benefit from it too for various reasons you have to look at all of it. But, you know, with me, I know you said I was the most difficult patient, I'm sure, for more reasons than one.
Well, it's kind of like what you just said, that you didn't know there was anything wrong. Your doctor was telling you there were things wrong. It's just that the signaling was not there to keep looking, you know?
Yeah, but I felt like I just kept getting Band-Aids. I kept getting, hey, take this pill. Hey, take this. Hey, take this. But this test really seemed to show what the root is. And it does seem to be something that, to some degree, is within my power to correct, if I can just sleep
well,
right.
I mean, so for somebody in primary care that only gets to see you for, you know, if you're lucky, your visit's going to be an hour. Like, if you're really lucky and have a really good doctor, your visit's going to be an hour. They're going to, you know, if your adrenals are having issues, they're going to tell you what. Are you stressed? Yeah, you're stressed. You need to reduce your stress. How's your sleep? Well, it's not great. Okay, you need to sleep more. Okay, great. Like, that's really good advice. And yeah, you do, but how are you going to do it? So that's where we do the next step. Like, we really tailor to the patient what that looks like for them. You know, what improving sleep looks like, what weight loss is going to look like for them, what improvement in their symptoms of perimenopause looks like for them, because it's not going to be the same for everybody.
Yeah. Well, what are your ultimate goals with the clinic? Like, what's your long-term goal for the clinic?
Well, it'd be really cool. Laura and I have talked about this, and we've kind of pumped the brakes on it twice because we are trying not to get ahead of ourselves, but we even like went and looked at spaces one day. It'd be really great if we could have a setup that has some different treatment modalities, holistic treatment modalities together with a couple of office spaces. So that, you know, if somebody needs to come in and get their hormone replacement shot, they can do that. If we're doing like pellet therapy, they can come in and get that done. They could do red light. They could do different stress reduction stuff.
I'm actually interested in the red light stuff because I've seen a lot of the fitness influencers I follow are doing that. Is that the same thing where they're doing like the red light? I don't know anything about it. But.
So most of them are doing the actual medical grade red light is very, very, very expensive. So most of the stuff you see is like LED infrared light, which can have some benefit depending on how deep it goes into the skin. But yeah, that's what they're.
Well, and then you were also talking about cold plunges and saunas and stuff like that that are modalities that you now see. Let's talk about that because this is something that I'm excited about. So Miss Mason over here in the last 2 weeks has been cold plunging. And anybody that watches my stuff know that I religiously cold plunge 3 times a week. Now, what I find interesting is you sort of made fun of me for the last year.
So I got my test results back, and I'm not going to go over all the things wrong with me like Jerry does, but one of the things that can benefit me is cold shock therapy. So you have heat shock therapy and cold shock therapy, and there's different kinds of cold shock therapy besides cold plunge, like cryo chambers and stuff like that. But cheapest way is to, you know, have a cold plunge on the back porch and fill it up with ice and go for it. So I started cold plunging a couple weeks ago with Jerry.
But you now are supportive that for some people, at least, there is some benefit to cold plunging.
There is some benefit. I saw benefit after the first week. I have a scale that does a lot of the different fitness
factors,
parameters. Yeah. And one of them is your overall body fat percent. And that dude, no matter how much weight I've lost or gained over the last couple of years, I had a number of body fat percent that I have stayed at. End of story, amen. And after the first week of cold plunging, I lost 2% of the body fat. I haven't weighed again this week to see how much more it might have gone down. But that's one of the benefits and side effects. And then for women, you store some of your hormones in your adipose tissue, in your fat cells. So people that have like polycystic ovarian disease, PCOS, people that hold on to a lot of testosterone, you can have that issue because you're holding on to more body fat. So by having a lower percentage of body fat, your body's actually able to process those hormones better.
Yeah, and for those that don't follow the stuff, the most recent study that this is all, so she's obviously medical field. I am not a doctor at all, but I have really been into all this stuff on biohacking for years now. Like I've been taking
with the bro science
30 supplements, not hormones, but various vitamins, minerals, nutrients, literally for years, and then have now come to studies that support it, but. Cold plunge, you're supposed to do 11 minutes a week around 50 degrees or less in however broke up increments you want to do, but a total of 11 minutes a week. The study showed...
Isn't that the Swedish study?
Yeah. You don't necessarily get more benefit for more than 11 minutes, but 11 minutes is roughly... And then the sauna is 48 minutes total a week. So I do three sessions, 20 minutes, 20. I usually do 20, 20, 20. And those coupled together are supposed to increase, decrease all cause mortality risk significantly and, increase your longevity and ability to function well and older as you get older. So anyway, I don't know if anybody's interested in that. We are blessed in that at our house, I have a little cold plunge tank on the back porch. If you watch my other stuff, there's videos of me using that. And then we bought around Black Friday. We got a deal on a sauna, sauna.
If you don't have a cold plunge, you can use cold water in the
shower. Yeah, no,
I think it's harder.
I agree. I was fixing to say, I do the cold plunge pretty religiously, but I even struggle with the control to stay in the shower. I think it is harder. I agree.
Yeah, there's no like thermal layer that builds up around you while you're sitting there. It's constant.
It's just beating on you.
Bombardment.
It is. I think it is harder. I mean, you could do it in the bathtub too if you had to. The cold plunge is doable. The sauna, I think, is a little harder to replicate.
Yeah.
But you get and even those, you know, you let me get a year or so ago one of those canvas saunas, but it just didn't get hot enough.
No.
And so this standalone wood sauna we have, infrared sauna, I think gets hot enough.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. So yeah, it'd be great to have those kind of modalities available here, even for people like me that are just sort of bro science in it here in Covington. And so for people that don't know, you can reach out to Madeline through the Facebook page or through the website. And the website is?
HolisticHealthCareHormones.com.
Yeah, or just go to the Facebook page and message her directly. And then you're doing appointments right now on the weekends,
Saturdays.
At any time.
Yep.
And then it is cash pay. I know people have asked before about if you take any kind of insurance. I think they can use an HSA card, right?
But they can.
But otherwise, it's not. It's not like going to the regular doctor where there's a copay or whatever. You pay the consult fee, which she goes over with you if you show interest in it, and that covers, I think, a visit or two, and then you've got your testing options, too, that you may look at.
Yep. Yeah, and then I try to help patients who have insurance with their insurance, so if they need some blood work and we can send them to a lab that will take their insurance, we'll try to do that for them. I still use all the codes, ICD-10 codes, when I'm doing my documentation, that if they needed to turn it back into the insurance company and get reimbursed, they can do that. So there's a couple of different things that we can do to try to help minimize the cost. But I hate dealing with the insurance.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that the goal is to avoid that anyway. So, well, I will say that I was impressed. I knew that this was a, you know, we went into this venture together, but I don't have the knowledge that you have on it. I was more, like you said, into the bro science area of it. And so even in the beginning, I wasn't really sure what it was till you did the testing and stuff with me. And so it's actually ended up being much more holistic, much more inclusive on what it shows as far as your health profile and potential future for being healthy than I thought. So
that's good to know.
Yeah, I would recommend that people consider it. If they really want to, I always talk about optimizing and maximizing their health. But, you know, they may have problems like me that you don't even realize that can be helped by it. Or, you know, they may be things in their life. I think a lot of people just think they're older. I think that's a big issue with a lot of people. I think that they have issues that are fixable, but they're like, I'm just older. You know, it is what it is. And they just accept that. And like you said, why be older if, you know, through some effort you can be better, you know? So I benefited from it.
Well, and it's good, too, to not throw the kitchen sink at it, you know? There's a lot of gimmicks out there and a lot of advertising for supplements nowadays. It's a huge, huge industry. And so,
Well, we'll talk about that real quick, because I know you recommend and have an affiliate set up or something with a Thorn supplements.
Yeah, why the Thorn company supplements? I prefer. Mm-hmm. So they are NAD tested, which means that they're guaranteed that there's no nothing in them that any of the sports authorities would go against any of the sports authorities. So you can take them if you're playing sports and you're professionally athletic. So that's really important. They are clean. They do testing and third-party testing on their supplements. So, you know, what you have is what you're going to get. So a lot of times, the doctor might prescribe you, like, vitamin D or, like, an iron supplement, and they send it to the pharmacy to get it filled. That is legitimately one of the only ways to know exactly how much is in that supplement, because it's validated and verified by the FDA. There's, you know, a lot of strenuous processes that go through that. This company, other than being checked by the FDA, is following all the same steps as a pharmaceutical grade supplement. So I take them. They have worked wonders for me. I've had iron deficiency anemia for a long time. And when I started, I'd taken all kinds of other supplements and had all the stomach issues from it and all that. And when I started the Thorn supplements, they do the supplements in the right combination to with the right dosing to help maximize the supplement. They have most everything you could ever want in their line, too. Like a lot of supplements, they'll specialize in women's hormones or men's hormones, or there's a real subspecialty that they have, and this company is more of a, you know, closer to a pharmaceutical grade. So they have a whole line of supplements.
So let's say that somebody's watching and they don't have the money necessarily to come see you, or they don't have the money necessarily to buy Thorn supplements or whatever. What do you think is like a generically available supplement company that you think is relatively safe?
It depends on what it is. So like magnesium's not magnesium. You learned this with your energy drink debacle.
Yes, hey, let me tell him about that. It's funny. Jocko Willink, who I think is great, bro science, I love it. He's a Navy SEAL. He wrote a book called Extreme Ownership that's awesome. Jiu-jitsu guy. Anyway, great. He started these sports supplements. There's some protein shakes, Jocko Merck.
It's all
really good. It's very good.
Tasty.
And it's all very healthy, too. It's all good quality.
Tasty, good stuff. Made you feel great, didn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And then I switched my amino energy drink to the Jocko Go energy drinks, mm-hmm. which were awesome. And it's the first drink or supplement that I ever took that had a legitimate nootropic effect.
I believe you.
I would drink it, and for about an hour, I was super focused. The problem became that then I would shit my brains out, excuse my French, for days. And I couldn't, we couldn't figure out what was going on.
Well,
I was like, I was like, what is going on? I am like, I can't stay off the toilet. And anyway, what was the problem?
Well, it had magnesium citrate in it. And how many were you drinking a day?
Like three or four of them.
And I'm sure a lot of people already know what magnesium citrate is. But if you don't, that's the magnesium type drug that the doctors give you if you're constipated to help you go. So all magnesium is not the same. You have magnesium citrate, magnesium oxide, magnesium glycinate, and magnesium threonate, and they all do different things. So they're not all the same. So the first problem is you have to know what you're taking. Like creatine is not all the same. There's different types of creatine. A lot of folic acid that's out there on the market is synthetic, and your body doesn't even process it. Like, every line has some things that are good and some things that aren't good. So you really have to research each item individually to know what fillers are in them, what the item is actually made from and made up of, and then like what's actually in the item. If it just says magnesium, it's magnesium something. So what's it going to help you
do?
Why
do you think they put that in that energy drink? Just curious. Why would you do that?
I think because it's the cheapest magnesium. Uh-huh. And there is a, I mean, magnesium, everybody's going to benefit from magnesium unless you have high magnesium. And that's going to be a smaller population in the United States. But I think it was probably the cheapest option, and that's what they went
and
with.
And they also might not be expecting people to drink four of them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they could want it to have, you know, have a little bit of get your bowels moving effect, and like that's great and all, and then you like basically overdosed on magnesium citrate, which there's like nothing out there for that because nobody can do it because you shit so much you just have to stop drinking it.
It works. I'm going to tell you people it works. You're stopped up, just drink a Jocko Go, you'll be good to go. Anyway, not to end on that note. All right, so one more time, Holistic Healthcare and Hormones. You go to holistichealthcarehormones.com or go to the Facebook page, and Madeline will be glad to see you. Right now, appointments you can book online, everything you do online, right?
Yeah, Saturdays. My schedule's open. Laura's schedule will be open soon. She wants to put some days here. We're doing it kind of mom and pop style. We've got a little office. It's not a big fancy clinic.
It keeps their costs down too. Right now their office is in the law firm. One of our offices here has been renovated to be the clinic office. Mm-hmm. So on Saturdays you literally come to the law firm here in Covington, and usually I'm the secretary and check you in.
He's then, been the worst secretary.
I have been the worst secretary. I'm usually
he
just
hasn't
playing with
checked
my dog.
Anyone in yet.
I did check the button.
He hasn't. Maybe once, and he has not successfully taken any payments.
No, I'm not worried about the money. I was just worried about Perry Mason. He's usually here with me on Saturday, and me and him are just talking and playing. Yeah. Well, Madeline, thank you for joining me again. You've probably been the most podcast guest that we've had.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Podcasty?
We've had you more as a guest than I think just about anybody else. And I think you guys, if you watch this far, I appreciate it. Make sure you like, follow, subscribe to the content. We're on all social media platforms, podcast platforms. Wherever you listen or watch, you should be able to find the Law Talk podcast. And as I mentioned earlier, if you want to buy, sell, rent, lease real estate, Michelle Allen, be glad to help you. She's a Perry Mason fan too. Isn't that right, Perry Mason? And if you want to learn to kick and punch and be a black belt puppy dog like Perry Mason taught 130 kids yesterday and was a great example at the Boys and Girls Club. You visit masonsmartialarts.com. And if you want to get books about the actual Perry Mason, the books from the 1930s, we have them at Jam Books and Records, located right here in Covington off the square. And then last but not least, if you want to optimize your health, you can, like I said, go to holistichealthcarehormones.com or the Facebook page. And Madeline and Dr. Laura would be glad to help you out. And if you want help with branding, social media, website design, videos, commercials, masonitemarketing.com. Hope you guys have a good rest of your week. And until next week, you guys keep kicking. Thanks for watching, guys. Just remember that this is not legal advice or investment advice or business advice. This is for fun and entertainment purposes only.